If you kill somebody, so nafs bin nafs. Okay, I sin bin sin. Sense of fadhiyah. Is what?
Murtad.
Oh, murtad. Oh, you're saying it in Arabic. I'm sorry. Al-murtad. The person who leave his deen. And listen carefully. Leave his deen from Islam to something else. Not somebody leave his deen from Christianity or Judaism. Okay? And what is the third person? Al-Sayyib al-Zani. A person who is bin Muhsin, that he's married or been married and he have illegal intercourse. So this is the three people can be killed. Their blood is lawful now. So it's not one of them is what? Is a thief. But some of the scholars, they understood that this was a formality of scaring him. Alright? And some of the scholars understood that this will be up to the ruler. If he found the person stealing many times and nothing going to stop him except to kill, he will kill, but not kill him due to the fact of stealing, but will be killing him as ta'zir. And we're going to explain what is ta'zir in the next chapter, inshallah. But basically, as I said, the hadith is not sahih, and the highest degree can be hasan bi ghayri. Now, the last thing that we talk under the hudud, the prescribed punishment, the had, or the prescribed punishment by Allah concerning the person who drinking. This hadith in page 444 or 444 or 44 after 4. Okay? And this chapter 4 and the hadith is 64 after the first 1000. Alright? This reported by Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam utiya bu rajulin qad sharib al-khamr. So that Anas reporting that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man been brought before him which he had drunk wine. Okay? Khamr. He didn't say what khamr now, okay? And the khamr is describing the effect of this. Like a khimar. The khimar is hide the woman head, the woman hair. Okay? So the khamr is what covers the mind. So anything covers the mind could not act, intelligent, think in the normal way, this is bi khamr. Now if it's solid, if it's liquid, if inhaling is by shots, okay? Whatever it is, even if been sniffed, it's still khamr, okay? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam utiya bi rajulin qad sharib al-khamr. A man who had drunk wine. I don't want to use the word wine. Khamr, okay? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he whipped him with two jarida together. Okay, with two sticks, palm trees sticks, okay, together, 40 lashes. And Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, may Allah be pleased with him, he did so. So, that means he did so that in his khilafah, he also put two sticks together and he whipped the man 40. And the time of Umar, he consulted the people. It seems that the people became 40 lashes, like is not doing too much with them and became more people. So he made consultation concerning this matter. So Abdurrahman ibn Auf, he told him that the least punishment concerning prescribed punishment is 80. So he took his advice and he gave the person who drinks the wine 80 lashes. Now, this can be due to the fact that he may lash them with one stick, or that he exercised his mind with consultation of the Sahaba, and since they agree about it, it's okay. Or it's like some scholars, they said, the first 40 is the punishment, and 40 is a form of ta'zir. That means the ruler can exercise his right as a ruler, what will make the people stop this crime. Okay? Another narration which by Imam Muslim and Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, concerning the story of Al-Walid ibn Uqba, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had lashed 40, the same thing Abu Bakr did, same, and Umar, he gave 80, and all of them are sunnah, are tradition, and he said, this is more dearer to me. That mean giving 80 instead of 40. And in this narration, that he saw a man vomiting wine, and he, Uthman, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, give him the lashes. He could not vomit. So, Uthman, he said, he could not be vomiting wine if he did not drink it. Give him. So this became like a bayina, became like an evidence. Although nobody catch him, nobody saw him, but he see him vomiting, so from where he get it? Okay? So he said, give it to him. Hadith 65 after the first 1000, page number 445. وعن معاوية رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال في شارب الخمر إذا شرب فاجلدوه ثم إذا شرب الثانية فاجلدوه ثم إذا شرب الثالثة فاجلدوه ثم إذا شرب الرابعة فاضربوا عنقه. Okay, again the hadith is authentic, but as we understood from the other hadith that this is not the case, but it is a form of frightening the person. فاقتلوه, kill him, does not mean to kill him. Okay, but he will be what? To be lashed. But if the imam found that, when I say the imam, that means the head of the state, found that this person is so corrupted, nothing will stop him except to be killed, and he found for him to be killed, he will kill him. But he will kill him as what? As a ta'zir, not a capital punishment, not a prescribed punishment by Allah. 66 after 1000 from Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, قال Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إذا ضرب أحدكم فليتق الوجه. When one of you lashes, let him avoid the face. Okay? Let him what? Avoid the face, because the face of a human being is honorable, respectable, and it's not supposed to be punished or lashed or hit in the face, and this is not supposed to be done in any case, not even for a mother that chastising her son for any wrong that he doing, even if he did not make salah. The face is honorable, respectable, nobody to smack or slam anybody on his face. this is wrong, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had forbid this. Page number 446, hadith number 67 of the 1000. Hadith reported by Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تقام الحدود في المساجد. Capital punishment prescribe penalty not to be exercised inside the mosque. Okay? First, due to the fact that sometimes there's going to be some bleeding, okay? And the mosque is supposed to be cleaned and not to be exposed to any filthy or dirty things. Also, would be some screaming, crying, would be a disturbance for people making salah, okay? So, the masjid have to be profiled from these things, and the capital punishment to be taken place some places else. Next hadith. Hadith number 67 after 1000 is in the collection of Imam al-Tirmidhi and al-Hakim, and the hadith is Hassan, is good. Next hadith 68 after 1000 reported by Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, قال لقد أنزل الله تحريم الخمر وما بالمدينة شراب يشرب إلا من تمر. Hadith is authentic. He reporting about that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid wine, that was no drink to be drunk and cause the people to be drunk in that time except the drink they used to make it out of dates. Okay? Hadith number 69 after 1000 reported by Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, قال نزل تحريم الخمر وهي من خمسة. Okay, now Umar giving us a report, and this hadith, this narration in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim, that when Allah forbid the wine, it used to be made out of grapes, dates, honey, barley and wheat. Okay, and look to the explanation after this. وَالْخَمْرُ مَا خَامَرَ الْعَقْلِ. وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامَ. وَالْخَمْرُ مَا خَامَرَ الْعَقْلِ. خَمْر is what infects the mind, so doesn't matter. Yes, this was used in their time, but this is not limited. Otherwise, you will get some of this wine that the people drink nowadays and is not made out of these things. Like as example from apples. Does it make khamr out of apples?
And rice.
And rice?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'm not going to, please don't tell me from macaroni also. Did they do it?
Potatoes. Yeah, potatoes.
Oh. What about pineapple? Okay, this is enough. So, alhamdulillah, you see how this Islam had covered it. Okay? So nobody play tricks or play games with Islam. So khamr, what is khamr in Islam? Anything affects the mind of a human being is khamr. 70 after 1000 from Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قال كل مسكر خمر وكل مسكر حرام. This is a hadith which is collection of Imam al-Muslim. The hadith is authentic. Every muskir is khamr. Everything affect your mind is a wine, and every wine is forbidden. So it's not the color, is not the conditions, liquid or solid, huh? Is the effect, the impact on the people's mind. Alright? 71 after 1000 reported by Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an Rasulullah sallam قال ما أسكر كثيره فقليله حرام, and the hadith is authentic. Okay, ما أسكر كثيره فقليله حرام. What the amount, the big amount of it can make you drunk, the little bit of it is haram to drink it, even if doesn't make you drunk. Listen to this. Okay, somebody tell me this kind of juice, if somebody drink 3 liters or 100 liters, whatever it is, a big amount, he will be drunk. Now we tell him that a small cup of it, if he drink it, he will be drunk. He say no. I say, but the quantity, the big quantity will make him drunk. He say yes. We tell him that the smallest cup, even 1 teaspoon out of it, is haram. So it's not because the little bit of it, it didn't make you drunk, that is okay to drink it. Okay? So if the big quantity can make you drunk, the little bit of it is haram, even if doesn't make you drunk. Understood? Okay. Now, go to page number 447, and we'll erase. We don't take a question because 447, 72 after 1000, reported from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ينبذ له الزبيب في السقاء. This that Ibn Abbas reporting that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم that used to be bought for him, somebody else, that raisin or dates, okay, in the water sack, okay, and Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to drink from it. It makes the taste different, the smell different. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to drink from it the first day, the second from it. Exactly. Okay. Now the bacteria already have a good party there. Okay, have fun there, and now this thing start. But let's say something here. Let's say that you put dates in the water. Okay. And in South Carolina it's too hot, it's different from New York, okay? And now the second day you say this thing is this different, is like
it was
kicked
to it.
Yeah. Or there's another word that is stinger tongue. Huh? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I have a sharp, say, that's it. Okay? Don't start to understand. Keep drinking from it. Okay? Because it can be different from a place to place. There are certain things, by the time you buy it, you go home, if you don't have refrigerator, by the time you go home, that's it. And the people, when they sell it, they have to sell it out of the freezer. Okay? So we have not yet said, oh, the Prophet ﷺ used to make it for 3 days. Okay? So even if it affects your mind, even the taste is different, so we have to be careful from these things. Alright? Hadith number 73 after 1000, reported by Salama, may Allah be pleased with him, with her. إن الله لم يجعل شفاءكم فيما حرم عليكم. Indeed, Allah didn't make you healing in what He had forbid for you. Okay? Allah didn't make you cure in what He had make it haram for you. Okay? So if Allah forbid khamr for us, so khamr could not be a medicine. Khamr could not be a medicine. And last hadith in this chapter, and we still have one chapter more to go, for 74 after 1000, and the hadith is authentic. and the one before was authentic and the last one is authentic, that Wa'il al-Hadrami, may Allah be pleased with him, from Tariq ibn Suwaid, Sa'ar al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an al-Khamr, he questioned the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concerning manufacturing and making Khamr as a medicine. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed it is a sickness. It could not be healing. Okay? It is a disease. It could not be a cure. Chapter 5 concerning at-ta'zir. Now let me give you a quick understanding about ta'zir, if Brother Habib can tell me how much left in the tape. Don't tell me 5 minutes now. Approximately?
15.
Okay. Alright, inshallah we'll try to cover the chapter, the new chapter concerning ta'zir. Ta'zir is a punishment, okay? It's something to stop the person. It can be ta'deeb or ta'zir, discipline, chastisement, admonishment, but it is not prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't have a certain limit. Like the person who steal, his hand to be cut off, the person who make qadhf would be lashed 8 lashes. There is a certain amount of lashing, certain prescribed punishment. The ta'zir will be exercised by the ruler, the head of the Islamic State, or whosoever works in his position or in his behalf, to see what kind of punishment or chastisement or admonishment or penalty that he inflicted on a person who commit a crime is not the punishment been prescribed by Allah or his messenger in the Quran or the Sunnah. Okay, so that means the imam going to have to exercise his mind to see what he should do to this person as a punishment for what he did. As example, somebody, he curses somebody. This is wrong. Okay? So the imam can come and tell him, admonish him. Or he may ask him, pay your brother, you understand, $10 for cursing him. Or he may put him under the stairway in the dark room, okay, for 2 hours. Okay? This called what? Ta'zir. Right? So this hadith number 75 after 1000, reported by Abi Burda al-Ansari, may Allah be pleased with him, لا يجلد فوق عشرة أصوات إلا في حد من حدود الله تعالى. So the maximum punishment, lashing, that the imam can use, okay, is what the maximum is 10 lashes. Because only in the hudud that been prescribed by Allah, you can give more than 10. But something that has no certain amount been prescribed by Allah or His Messenger, how much? So you don't lash more than 10 lashes. You may imprison him, you may give him 10 lashes and 100 dial fine, whatever it is, okay? And the hadith is in collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, so it is authentic. And this can be done to the people who are under your supervision, your children, your boys, your girls, okay, your right hand with this, anybody who under your position. Somebody didn't do the homework, okay, the principal, whatever it is, somebody have a position over somebody, a husband over his wife, okay, not like in America. Anybody got it? Alright. Sometimes, some places. 76 عن عائشة رضي الله عنها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أقيلوا ذوي الهيئات عثراتهم إلا الحدود. Okay, forgive the people of good qualities their slips but not in prescribed punishment. Somebody he's a head of such a committee, or he's an imam of a mosque, or a person, whosoever that, what been known about him to be a good person, but he's still a human being and he made a mistake. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, cover the fault of these people, okay? You don't have to lash him, you don't have to do this, but this in what? In ta'zir, in things doesn't reach to one of the capital punishment. Not you understand that he commit adultery and now say, okay, he's one of the honorable people and known people in the community. Not for the stealing as example, okay? But as example, he spit on somebody, it's bad, okay? Or he did something out of it, being silly or whatever, but still wrong. So if you can cover the fault of this person and let it go, this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is recommended. 77 after the first thousand. وعن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال ما كنت لأقيم على أحد حدا فيموت فأجد في نفسي إلا شارب الخمر فإنه لو مات وديته. That mean a person, if he receiving the capital punishment which been prescribed by Allah and he die, this it. Okay? So by inflicting the prescribed punishment, the Bayt al-Mar or the Imam is not responsible about the person who may die as a result of this. But only in exception of the person who drinking the wine. Why? Because the person that drinking the wine is not his capital punishment to be stoned to death, not to be killed, but to be what? Lashed. What? How many?
40.
Or?
40.
Or 80. Okay? So if he die while he giving him the next 40, which is above the first 40, now he will be have to pay the diya or the blood money for his people. Can somebody quickly read the footnote down, number 3? Taking too much time.
This hadith implies that there had also been a discretion among the companions of the Prophet, dissension among the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as to whether his striking of the wine drinker with 40 lashes was a fact they had prescribed punishment, or the same should be construed as tazir, discretionary punishment. The same was thought to be a discretionary punishment because no such punishment is mentioned in the Quran. No attention or heed should be paid to the one who dies while a prescribed punishment is being carried out on him. But if someone dies while being punished discretionarily, the state treasury shall be liable to pay blood money to the successors of the deceased person. A wine drinker, if he dies out of flogging, the majority of the scholars will opinion that such a death shall incur blood money payment.
Hadith number 78 after the first thousand, page number 449. وعن سعيد بن زيد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قتل دون ماله فهو شهيد. The hadith is authentic. We had spoke about it before, but still that a person who's defending his property and it happened to die, he is will be like a martyr. That means Islam is telling you, you have to defend your property, but Islam is not telling you to transgress, and you always try to defend yourself, defend your property with the minimum harm that you can do to the person. But if he's not going to be stopped until you have to kill him, now you kill him. Last hadith in the chapter, after we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 79 after the first thousand, from Abdullah ibn Khabbab رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول تكون فتن فكن فيها عبد الله المقتول ولا تكن القاتل. The hadith is good as a result of بمجموع طرقه, okay, with the other narration to be narrated by different versions, so collectively made the hadith hasan. But basically again, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informing us about the fitan and the trial and what's going to be happening in the end of the time, and that the person shouldn't be try to be transgressor, and if it happened for you to be the person who be killed, not the person who is the killer, this would be much better for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. I beg forgiveness from me. And if I made any mistakes or said anything wrong that is not supposed to be said, that is from myself, from the shaitan, and Allah and His Messenger is from it. And alhamdulillah, this is the last cassette, this cassette number 12 in the fifth album. And inshallah next week we'll be starting a new chapter or a new book. And alhamdulillah, hopefully that we'll be finishing inshallah before Ramadan. And I know that most of these classes, it had a lot of legality, and maybe sometimes it's not easy for some people even to keep with it and to understand it. But inshallah, soon will be coming things, talks about akhlaq and manner and behavior, and you will be more easier in you to understand it. And if anything left time, the Iqama is quarter to nine or nine? Quarter to nine. Alright, we can take three questions maximum and short questions, please. Yes.
Could you please explain the difference in the points made in Hadith 1003?
Okay. 56 and 62 and what else?
Compare those two to 1003.
1003.
Page 413.
Hadith number?
Yes.
Hadith number what?
Hadith 1003.
Okay. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. Okay, this is not a capital punishment. This is not doing. This is a fight, and she broke her teeth. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. Okay. Do you understand? So she can ask for the blood money, or she can ask for forgiveness, or she can ask for equal. Right? You have the choice in this. But for somebody to do transgress one of the limits of Allah, like stealing, like adultery, fornication, these things, okay, this you could not, is no forgiveness in something like this after being brought it to the imam. Concerning adultery as example, what kind of forgiveness can be done, or what kind of compensation can be done? It's nothing. I don't, am I making sense of what I'm saying? Little bit. There is certain things, okay, that you can let it go. You can ask for blood money, or you can have an equal
compensation,
okay? But there is other things that you could not, okay? And breaking the teeth of Rubaya, okay, you can ask for the teeth, tooth to tooth, or you can ask for 5 camels, or you can ask for forgiveness. But a person who made illegal intercourse, we talk to, you can forgive if you don't take it to the imam, because it's not been brought to the imam. There is no choice there about it. Okay, same thing about the stealing, same thing about the qadhf. Okay, there is no anything to be tracked back about it. Okay, he had transgressed the limits of Allah, but this a human being, right? Maybe I don't know how to hear. Maybe when the chief come, the sheikh will come, he will explain it to you better. Yes. Please forgive me, I'm sorry. Yes.
I have 2 questions, and quick. The first one I want to know is, you were speaking about taking an apple from a tree. Even if, you know, this place, you know, the people, they, you know, grow apples and they sell them, you can still just go there and take an apple and eat it.
Well, I'm not saying that you can go and take it and eat it. We say if somebody did this, we could not call this a stealing, okay? But he can be chastised for this. He can be ta'zir for it. Not we giving him the right to do this.
Okay. And the next question is, what is the punishment for racist?
For what?
A racist?
The person who commit the rape, okay, is one of them first if he been married or no, okay, because it's still a illegal intercourse. He can be lashed 100, he can be stoned to death, and may the Imam inflict more punishment for doing it by force. And Allah knows best.
Yeah, whenever you said muskir and you used the word wine, doesn't it also include any kind of drugs, anything that will affect the mind?
Yeah.
In Arabic, that's what it means, right?
Anything that affects the mind to operate and think in the normal way. Doesn't matter if it's solid or liquid or something to sniff.
Intoxicant.
Yeah. Alright. Again, we apologize to Ali that I was not able to answer your question, please. But if somebody know how to explain it, feel free to do. I'm sure we have some sheikhs among us, or assistant sheikha. Alright, with this inshallah, we come to close. Thank you for patience, and may Allah reward you the best. I try my best, whatever I can't, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Subhanakum wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. And may Allah reward you the best. I try my best, whatever I can't, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Subhanakum wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.